Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Here's your chance to have some fun and support a good cause. American Farmers and Ranchers LEAD program is sponsoring a golf tournament to support State Question 777, Oklahoma's Right to Farm, on July 11. The event will be at the Greens Country Club, one of Oklahoma City's top private golf venues. For more information, go to AFR's website, IAFR.com, or check us out on Facebook. July 11th, Greens Country Club, Oklahoma City.
Cattle markets closed lower here in the feeder cattle. We were $1.42 lower in the August, $143.15. Keep in mind, yesterday the market did make about two-week highs at $146.10 in August, and we've sold off $3 from those highs. So we're back below the important moving averages, and the bear camp seems to be in control even to this point. So down $1.40 to $1.60 on the feeders. Live cattle were over a dollar lower as well. August, the front month, down $1.17 at $111.62. Cash market has surfaced here as 119 bid, 124 ask, with the board under pressure and being kind of late and weak. It's expected that the lower end of that bid and ask, possibly. So that's an extreme discount to where the cash is at, of course, with August at 111.62. Box beef at midday, choice 209.32, up 24 cents. Select 197.03, up 10 cents. That is on 102 loads so far today. And outside market forces today, we have the equities down lower. They're down about 80 to 90 in the Dow Jones. S&P futures down 10.5. Crude oil is down $2.30 in the September. And then gold and silver are both under pressure today.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Beans down sharply today. That was sort of the feature. We were 50 to 52 cents lower. November beans traded all the way down to $10.23, down 50 and a quarter. And if you look at the bean move relative to where the corns and grains, wheat have gone, they still have some downside to go. They were over $11.50 in the middle part of June, and now we're all the way down to $10.24. So about a $1.50 sell-off there for November beans. And most of that is due to the weather forecast being favorable. The next month or so, it doesn't look like there's any real threat at this point for bad weather. And now we've got the hedge funds, of course, and everybody getting on the sell side of that market. And now next Tuesday, we've got the July 12th USDA monthly U.S. and world supply and demand numbers. That could shake things up. Exports are tomorrow. They were delayed. They're usually on Thursday, but since Monday we are closed, they're up tomorrow. Tomorrow morning we're expecting 400 to 600 old crop beans, 500 to 700 new crop. It'll be interesting to see with the lower prices if there's any increase in export sales due to the fact that we are competitive on the world market. Now, hedge funds were extreme sellers today. They sold about 20,000 plus beans. That's one of the biggest numbers we've seen in bean sales from the hedge funds. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.